This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, the roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war. Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome to the show, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome, Lindell 2. You got to click on Lindell 2. You got to go to frankspeech.com, click on Lindell TV 2, and you get Wayne Allen Root every day at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific, and, of course, 6 p.m. Central Time. Before I get to my commentary that I want to read you, I want to get to one of my favorite people to talk about. He's not one of my favorite people. I can't stand him. But to talk about what a moron he is, Howard Stern. Howard Stern's a moron. And Howard Stern previously laughed at unvaccinated Americans who died from COVID and wanted hospitals to deny them care. And it doesn't say this here, but I'm sure he wanted, I'm absolutely 100% certain he wanted vaccine passports so we would be denied entrance to bars, to restaurants, to gyms, to hair salons, to nail salons, to every single store, retail store in America, even supermarkets, so we could all starve to death. He's a piece of garbage. I used to love the guy, by the way, as a kid growing up in New York. He was the big host what's the best word to describe him? He's like a shock jock, right? He was a host and shock jock on NBC radio in New York and then later on FM, and he was on FM stations all over the country. And I was growing up, and I used to listen to him, and I used to always laugh because he said crazy things that young guys would love, testosterone-driven young guys would love. And I thought he was great. Now he's just a nutcase who hides in his gigantic mansion and never comes out because he's afraid of COVID. And the reason I'm bringing this up is he's got COVID. He's been hiding, and he's been attacking vaccinated, unvaccinated people, and he's vaccinated to the yin-yang, and he's got COVID. He never leaves his house, and he got COVID. You know why? Because germs attack you whether you're home, whether you're away, whether you're in a plane, whether you hide in your home and never come out, whether you stuff towels under the door, you moron. And you don't need the vaccine. It's the flu. Your mother and father, Howard Stern, had the flu several times in their lifetimes. They all lived. Your grandparents had the flu. They all lived. Unless you're 90 years old sinking in your wheelchair in a nursing home, the flu will not kill you. Stop being a moron. What a paranoid nut job. And by the way, it's not just that germs get into everything. It doesn't matter if your windows are closed, your door is sealed, and you're hiding in your house, a germ will get you there too. It doesn't matter if you never come out, germ will get you. But also, if you're vaccinated, the germ's absolutely going to get you because the vaccine destroys your immune system, you moron. I'm sure Stern's gotten 22 boosters, plus he got, they're now advertising the booster plus the flu shot. He probably went and got both at once. Actually, he doesn't leave the house. He probably had a visiting nurse come and administer both at once. What a moron. This is how you're going to die. The only way you're going to die is from the vaccine, you idiot, from a heart attack, a stroke, turbo cancer. Everybody's dying of cancer. It's incredible, the numbers of cancer. Cancer has exploded, and it's all since the vaccine. And everyone I know who's vaccinated is sick all the time with flu/COVID. So just Howard Stern's a moron. Sorry I haven't listened to him. Sorry I haven't helped him make a penny. All right, here is my column to start the show this week, this day, because of open borders. Are you waiting for a terrible terrorist attack any day now? Well, your wait is over. The largest terror attack in U.S. history has already happened. Here it is. So have you seen the polls? Most Americans are angry and shocked about our open borders. They are literally in shock that any U.S. president would allow this to happen. A huge majority defines this as an invasion. A huge majority of Americans say this is a national security crisis. Here is what most Americans can see and understand. They understand all of this, right? But then I'm going to get to what they don't understand. They understand that open borders are leading to massive increases in spending, welfare, food stamps, national debt, and the bankruptcy of America. And, of course, they understand a massive decline in our quality of living is happening because of open borders. They understand that open borders are overwhelming our society, our system, the economic system of America, and will inevitably lead to the collapse of our economy, our civil society, and eventually our entire country, because a country without borders is no longer a country. They understand that open borders have produced an unprecedented crime epidemic. We are letting in all the world's criminals, murderers, rapists, robbers, drug dealers, and deadly MS-13 gangbangers, all combined with a dramatic shortage of police. Can you imagine the timing of those two things happening at once? They know that open borders, they understand that open borders will lead to the implosion of our public school system and disaster for their children's future. Classrooms will be overcrowded, there aren't enough teachers, schools will be overwhelmed with crime, gangs, drugs, and teen pregnancy. Open borders, they understand, will lead to a national security catastrophe because we have no idea why countless military-age males from China are pouring across our border. But we can guess to create chaos, crisis, and confusion and attack America and our infrastructure from within if China invades Taiwan. They understand that open borders are leading to the death of America's cities, now filled with crime, drugs, homelessness, needles, poop, and pee on the streets. They understand open borders will lead to third world disease and new deadly pandemics, ironically. You know, all the liberals that are scared to death of pandemics, like Howard Stern, are the ones who want open borders to let all the people in who have third world disease. They're going to give you smallpox, tuberculosis, and the next COVID, except deadlier form, you morons. All right, and open borders, they understand, will lead to the bankruptcy of the healthcare system because where will we get the money to pay for all the world sick and for ordinary medical care for tens of millions of new illegal aliens and their children? I think every normal, non-brainwashed, non-communist American gets all of this. And I believe most Americans are scared to death of a terrorist attack in our homeland here any day now, right? But what most people don't understand yet is the real terrorist attack has already happened. We are experiencing a massive terrorist attack on the health and healthcare options of every American citizen. 330 million American citizens are being attacked. The real terrorist attack is that Biden, his boss Obama, the real president, and the Democrat Party have opened the borders and welcomed in 10 million or more illegal aliens. That's just new ones. We already had millions here, tens of millions. Now you got 10 million new ones. But that's 10 million new mouths to feed inside the United States and gotaways. Add them in, and the true number could actually be 20 million in only 3 years. 20 million new illegals in only 3 years. But here's the problem. There are no new doctors. Where are you getting doctors from for all these people? It's truly unbelievable that anybody doesn't understand that. Doctors don't grow on trees. It takes a decade or more to educate a doctor. So who will take care of 20 million or more new patients right now? Who will take care of you, your spouse, your children, your elderly mom and dad? And you don't even have to wait for this tragic healthcare catastrophe. It's happening right now. Exhibit A is my hometown, Las Vegas, Nevada. There are just not enough doctors in Las Vegas. Some of my friends are sick. Some of them are in pain. And these aren't bums on welfare. These are my friends. They're all middle class and upper middle class Americans. People have worked and paid taxes their whole life. This should not be happening to them, yet they cannot find a doctor. My friends spend hours making calls. Many doctors in Vegas are no longer taking patients. If they find a doctor, they are told they have to wait 6 months for an appointment. Then it may take another 6 months for specialized treatment. They're in pain, or maybe they're suffering from heart failure or cancer. What if this long wait leads to permanent lifetime damage? What if they die before getting necessary treatment? Why would anyone do this to the American people? Good question. This is about to get much worse. More illegal alien invaders pour through our porous open borders every day. Millions more. And still, there are no new doctors. No one can tell me who will take care of these people. And of course, who will take care of us, the American people, if we get sick? Where will the new doctors suddenly come from? This means that you and me and our children are screwed royally. In an emergency, you're going to wait hours or days in a hospital waiting room or a crowded hospital hallway. You're going to wait weeks or months for a doctor's appointment. You're going to wait months or a year for treatment or surgery while in pain and misery. By the time you get treatment, you could be dead. One of my friends, by the way, one of my best friends, had a hernia, and it turned into a double hernia, and he suffered with it for almost a year because there are no doctors to see in Vegas. And the doctor said, I'll give you an appointment 8 months from now. When he finally went to the doctor after 8 months of misery, they said, oh, you need surgery. Surgery's going to take 4 months. Can't find a bed to operate on you. You got to live in misery for a year. This never happened in America before. This is because of the illegals. And the cost for health care will skyrocket. It's already skyrocketed. So now it's going to skyrocket again. It's going to double. It's going to triple. So will your health insurance. So will your taxes. All of this, our own government can stab us in the back and provide free health care for millions of poverty-stricken, illegal foreign invaders who have no right to be here in the first place. And what if they bring a new pandemic, these foreigners? Can you imagine the lines to see doctors for you and your children? It's clear the Democrats hate you. They hate America. They hate American citizens. They want you to live in poverty and misery. They want you to suffer. They want you to die. You know what you call people who do this to their own citizens? Communists, terrorists, and traitors. So stop waiting for a terror attack in our homeland. The wait is over. The nightmare is already here. Democrats are the terrorists, and the massive terror attack has happened. We are all screwed. I have only the following solutions. Pray to God, pray for a miracle, and pray for the election of President Donald J. Trump in November. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer MyTowels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. soon. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The roots on fire. Don't forget, My Pillow is the sponsor of this show, not just this segment, but the whole show, because, of course, Mike Lindell owns the network. We love Mike Lindell. He's the reason I'm on the air. Thank you, Mike. Hundreds of products available right now during My Pillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. The all-new My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, so much more. Huge discounts available at MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root, and you can find other great products at MyStore.com. Other non-bedding products, MyStore.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Root to unlock the absolute largest savings. All right, lots of scandals today to talk about. Epstein documents are out, another document dump. Bill Clinton and Al Gore visited Epstein's pedo island, says victim Virginia Giuffre. Also, as of yesterday, I don't know if I mentioned on this show, I know I did on the radio show, that there are witnesses who claim that they have videos, sex tapes, starring Bill Clinton. Whether they do or not, we'll see, but that's their claim. And then also there are people making accusations about sex trafficking against prominent figures like Bill Richardson, former governor of New Mexico and the U.N. ambassador under Clinton, and Les Wexner, who was in charge of the company that owned Victoria's Secret. They're saying they are sex traffickers. Again, you're innocent until proven guilty in the United States of America, but a lot of bad people out there. All right, I was talking with the former head of ICE, Tom Homan, on my radio show. Never had a chance to mention this headline to him. Mayorkas testified in front of Congress, and he said Border Patrol, actually, this is not his testimony for the Congress yesterday in a private session. This was a speech in front of Border Patrol agents. He told them that above 85% of illegal aliens are released into the U.S., and there were over 300,000 migrant encounters in December alone. And again, an encounter means the Border Patrol ran into them and captured them, or they walked in and turned themselves in and said, hey, I give up. But that's not counting gotaways, which could double or triple it. So there might have been 600,000 or 900,000 migrants entering the United States. 85% of the ones that Border Patrol captures are released into the United States. What a disgrace. We've got proof today that Arizona allows non-citizens to vote in federal elections. It says it right in their voting materials. It says that you have to show proof you're a citizen, but if you don't have proof, no problem. We'll let you vote in the federal election, not in state and local. So you could vote for Congress, U.S. Senator, coincidentally, and just, you know, a little coincidink that you can defeat Carrie Lake. And you can defeat President Trump and hand the state to Democrats come November if you're an illegal alien. And we're letting in millions, and they're letting them vote. I keep telling you it won't be Biden. It's going to be Michelle Obama, or it's going to be Gavin Newsom. But the perfect candidate for them is Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama did a podcast the other day. And she was asked by the podcast host what keeps her up at night. And Michelle Obama said, what's going to happen in this next election? I'm terrified by what could happen in this election. Our leaders matter. Who we select, who speaks for us, who holds that bully pulpit, it affects in ways that sometimes I think people take for granted. And so I think, again, that's a subtle hint that she is going to be the nominee for president of the United States. She's going to say, I never intended to run. I don't like politics. I didn't want to run. I never wanted to be president of the United States. But here I am. I have no choice. It's a duty I've got to do for my country because I'm terrified at the prospect of Donald Trump being elected president. I've got to do it for the good of my country. And Michelle Obama will become a presidential candidate. That's my prediction. Biden was not informed of the Defense Secretary of the United States. His name is Lloyd Austin, and he disappeared a couple of weeks ago, and it turns out he was having surgery for cancer. And he didn't tell anybody that he had cancer, or he was having surgery, or he was going in the hospital, or he'd been unable to respond for a few days. He's the Secretary of Defense of the United States, and guess when Biden found out? On the same day we all found out. Today he found out the guy has cancer. Lloyd Austin has cancer. And we found that out today. Today. We found it out, but Biden found it out. Can you believe it? Joe Biden found it out. You know what my answer is to being healthy, by the way? Whether it's Howard Stern with COVID or whether it's an actor, a famous actor, died today of cancer, 42 years old. I think they're all vaccinated. I think it's. I mean, again, I can't prove it, but I definitely think the vaccines are causing a lot of death, a lot of excess death, a lot of cancer, a lot of heart disease, a lot of heart attacks, a lot of strokes. But you got to get healthy, okay? And so Energized Health is my favorite program. I lost 25 pounds of fat. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days on the program. Now, you could be like Wayne. It changed my life. I got two new TV shows. It really did change my life. They're offering 40% off. Just say war at energizedhealth.com. Go to energizedhealth.com. Just type in war, and you get 40% off. New Year's resolution. Change your life today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
War now!
U.S. USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump in federal court today as his lawyers argue that he is immune from prosecution on charges that he tried to overturn the 2020 election. A massive storm making its way across the U.S., bringing heavy snow and blizzard conditions to the Midwest, wind, rain, and possible tornadoes through the Southeast, with those conditions spreading into the Northeast tonight. House Republicans are now poised to hold President Biden's son, Hunter, in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena for a closed-door deposition. The president's son refused to testify, saying he's only willing to answer questions publicly. The first commercial space mission to the moon has reportedly been cut short by disaster. The lunar lander experienced a critical malfunction barely a day after launch. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We'll be right back.
you for the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. War Beef is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I've got a survival food product for you. Stock up now. You got to keep praying for the best, hoping for the best, fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. You got to. It's one of my favorite sayings in life. Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned, America-first company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life and nothing else. Premium Texas beef and nothing else. No beef crumbles like other survival food companies. Only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin. With no mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium Texas beef for survival food in case of emergency. If the worst happens, you will eat in style and the food will be delicious. They created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 for Wayne Alaru to check out. That's warbeef.com, promo code WAR15. All right, my guest is here, Barack Lurie, great friend of the show, but a great friend of mine. Our families really spend a lot of time together, just great people. Barack Lurie's managing partner of the Lurie and Kramer Law Firm in Los Angeles, best-selling author of the Atheism Kills series. His newest book is Keeping the Kids All Right. Barack Lurie, welcome to the show.
Wayne, thanks for having me again, and what a pleasure it is to talk about so many key issues of the day. It's very frightening.
Yeah, it is very frightening. I mean, to me, the most frightening thing, which isn't even on our list, because I think my executive producer, Andrew Paul, assumed that these are your strong topics. But I think you could talk about open borders just as well as anyone in the country. I think you could talk about anything. You're great.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how does it get worse than a country that isn't a country anymore because there are no borders? So you're letting in millions of people that are literally going to destroy our healthcare system, going to destroy our schools, our access to doctors. They're going to bring disease. They're going to cause national debt, the bankruptcy and the collapse of the American economy. I mean, it's all intentional, obviously, the destruction of the United States. Your thoughts?
Well, you got to take the good with the bad there, Wayne. I mean, the fact is that the cartels are making billions of dollars in their trafficking of drugs and everything
good
else.
For them.
Look,
somebody's
winning here. Yeah,
it's
very good for them, of course. And the reality is that the Biden administration clearly wants this. I mean, it's what's the old joke? This is not about bear hunting, is it? And that's what is happening here. It's clear that the Biden administration wants this for whatever reason. There are many reasons. I think one of them is the possibility that they think that they're going to have more Democrat votes as a result of this. That's possible. I don't really buy that. Another way is to say that it allows them for a pretext for government infrastructure. Another one, and a more cynical one, Wayne, is that the Biden administration, we know, is taking money from China, Romania, Ukraine, and God knows where else. Why wouldn't they be taking money from the cartels?
Right.
So it's a big concern of mine. I think it's a very open question here. Either they're being blackmailed to let the cartels go through, or they're being bribed to let the cartels go through. Either way, it's pretty horrific.
Well, and I first of all, I agree with that one. I've written about it for years now, that the Democrat Party is owned by the Mexican drug cartels, and every time a person comes in, whether it's human trafficking, drug trafficking, child sex trafficking, Democrats get a piece of it, and it gets sent to an offshore bank account, not to mention campaign contributions coming from the Mexican drug cartel in the United States. So I've always agreed with that.
Right.
But don't forget the great replacement theory, Barack, which is Democrats, even the white ones, hate white people. They hate themselves. They hate white people because somehow in their, you know, convoluted minds, and I met all these people at Columbia when I went to Columbia 35 years ago, they all hated themselves and they had tremendous white guilt for being born with white privilege. So they want to replace white people with people of color. They don't want this to be a white majority country anymore. And going along with that is that those new people of color will vote Democrat and there'll never be another Republican elected again.
Right. Yeah, I think that's right. I think this is where the calculus, however, it goes very wrong because, look, you and I don't care whether the country is black or brown or Asian or otherwise. What we do care about is that they love America, that they understand American history, that they love God, that they're devoutly Christian or devoutly Jewish. Those things are great. But what they don't understand is that a lot of the people that are coming through the Mexican border are in fact devoutly Christian and maybe Catholic in particular. So they may have a big problem here in the long run. I think that they are hoping that the demographics change, but along with that, they think that somehow they will all vote Democrat. It is just not the case. We know that identity politics has not worked very well for the Democrats in the past 10 years or so, especially among the black vote and the Hispanic vote now. We're seeing a tremendous sway into the pro-Trump camp in particular. So I don't know if the calculus was very good, but like I always say, and you and I always have said, Wayne, the Democrat Party is the party of irony. Everything that they propose always backfires on them. So maybe this will be the same.
Barack, there's no question that Latino Americans who have been here for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, a half century, are starting to become more and more conservative. I think where Democrats are right is that when they first get here, every illegal is a Democrat. Every illegal wants to vote for them to stay here and not be deported and for the welfare benefits to keep coming. And once they've been here for 30 years and they have kids and they have grandkids, then they start to become more conservative. So I think that's the calculus of Democrats, that they'll get their votes at least for the near term. And by that point, it'll be an all-Democrat country, and it's happening. Yeah. You can see it in front of your eyes.
I think that's 100% right. The problem for the Democrats, I mean, your analysis, I think, is spot on. The problem for the Democrats is they don't realize that they are effectively running a Ponzi scheme in that context, right? Because if all these immigrants are coming in, and they're initially Democrat, but eventually turn to become conservative and vote Republican, well, then they're going to have to vote that many more, bring in that many more immigrants from Mexico and otherwise to
vote
Democrat. So
they will.
This pyramid scheme that will cause everything to collapse. Yeah,
it's a
terrible thing. But look, the main issue here, as I see it, Wayne, is whether or not these people are good people. And I'm concerned that a lot of them are not good people. They're drug cartel people. They're sex traffickers. This could be a real big issue. There are a lot of them, I hope there are a lot of them, that have conservative value, have Christian values, and will adopt that in their ordinary lives and become productive citizens at some point. I don't know. But I do know that we really need to really foist and foster a Christian and Jewish sensibility in America again. If we don't have that, then this country has already been ruined a long time ago.
And I get where you're coming from, Barack, but to me it doesn't matter as much if they're Catholic, if they're Jewish, if they're Christian, than the fact that we're just going to have an overcrowded country and our school system won't survive it and our medical system, healthcare system won't survive it. Even if many of them have their heart in the right place and they're Catholic Latinos from Central America and from Mexico and they're not criminals, even if most of them are family people, you're overrunning our economy. They need welfare from cradle to grave, and they're going to overrun our medical system because, as I pointed out in my opening commentary, where are all the doctors coming from? Where do you find the doctors to treat 20 million new illegals?
Right. I don't disagree with that at all. I think that's 100% right. Infrastructure is a big issue, and we will have to somehow accommodate them. I don't think we can keep up. We can't even preserve the border, let alone keep up the infrastructure of the rest of America to somehow feed and foster these people and take care of the medical needs and educational needs and everything else. So it is a big problem. We are absorbing a huge amount of people. Very conservative estimates are 5 million, and I think you and I believe it's more close to 15 million in these past 3 years alone.
Right.
So I'm
10
very
to 20
concerned
million.
About that.
That's 10 to 20 million. All right, so let's move on to the topics that we originally wrote down we talk about, and that is some of the people coming in are not only not Catholic or Christian or Jewish, they're actually hateful of Jews. They are Muslim. They are Palestinian. Some of them are Hamas and Hezbollah, and they may come here to kill us or to kill Jews eventually. We've got a real problem because far too many are coming in that hate Christianity, Judaism, and the American way of life and Judeo-Christian values. And you see it in the campus protests, and you see it in the protests going on in the streets of America. There's a hatred for Jews that I've never seen. I'm 62 years old. I've never seen it in my lifetime openly. I'm sure there are people who maybe deep down, you know, whispered at parties when they're, you know, in bed at night with their wife, they said, I don't like Jews. I've never seen anyone openly say, I hate Jews, ever.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, this is happening a lot more. I think things are coming out into the open that we didn't expect. I think it's also a lot more in the younger crowd, surprisingly. The 18 to 24-year-old crowd are very openly anti-Jewish and anti-Israel. Some 66% believe that Israel should not exist in that demographic group. As you get older, the more pro-Israel they become. And it really is an incredible thing. I do think that a lot of it is pure ignorance. Anti-Semitism often stems from pure ignorance. And there's also this very strong temptation. I call it the Lord of Flies temptation, where all the boys just want to have fun and not have any responsibility. And that's why they leave Ralph, who's the representative of accountability and order, and they want to go with Jack, who wants to offer primitivism and non-accountability. That's what's happening here. And a lot of people are being promised by the Democrat Party that they don't have to pay for college for that matter. You get free medicine, free education, free everything. And that's very, very tempting for a lot of these young people. And Israel represents the opposite of that.
It'll bankrupt the United States. It's going to bankrupt us. It's what I learned at Columbia 35 plus years ago. Cloward and Piven overwhelm the system and cause the economic collapse of America and then turn us into a socialist nation. They couldn't do it for all these years, the almost 40 years since I graduated college. They couldn't do it. So now they're doing it with open border by bringing the whole world in to collapse our system because all of them need welfare from cradle to grave. Scary stuff. But with it comes this incredible, horrible bonus. They also hate the Jewish people. That's really something I've never seen in this country. I know it scares you and me. Barak Lurie, his book series, Atheism Kills, his newest book is Keeping the Kids All Right. Thank you, Barak.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do? To rid my body of this dangerous poison. Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The Roots on Fire. Spike Warrior is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm very proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, Wayne, you got to help us. What are we going to do? I got to protect my health. I got to restore my immune system. I was forced to take the COVID vaccine, or I made a mistake and believed the lies and the hype and the propaganda, and I took the vaccine, and I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent pending no covidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove, repair, and restore. Remove toxins, repair your health, restore your immunity, and DNA stability. Patent pending no covidium was fantastic, but this is three times better. This is the triple crown of immune repair. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. The genius of this is it's natural, no drugs at all. Here's a special offer only for my fans. Go to SpikeWarrior.com, get all three products, remove, repair, restore for 50% off. That's a 50% discount only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. SpikeWarrior.com, type in WAR and get 50% off for triple the power. Disclaimer, got to be read. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Right, it's not going to prevent a disease. The goal is to prevent you from dying from the COVID vaccine, to flush spike proteins out of your body, not promising to cure any diseases. Fulton County Prosecutor Fannie Willis, I mentioned this on yesterday's show. This news was just getting out yesterday. First of all, she gave the case to prosecute Trump to her romantic partner. In other words, she's another Kamala Harris. She's screwing some guy, and she gives him the case. And this guy met with the Biden White House twice before charging Trump. You don't think this is a massive scandal? The Biden White House was orchestrating the indictment of Trump in Georgia. And they're doing it with the guy who's screwing the district attorney in that county. Unbelievable. I mean, it's truly unbelievable. I mean, Trump co-defendant alleges Fulton County DA Fannie Willison corrupt romantic relationship. Fannie Gate widens. Atlanta Trump prosecutor's alleged DA lover met with the White House counsel before the indictment. The White House counsel. Why are you meeting with the White House counsel before the indictment? Because the guy, listen to me, this isn't Biden. This is Obama. I've said this 1,000 times. It's all Obama. Obama is the guy who's doing this to all of us and to America and to Trump and to the middle class. He's the guy opening the borders. He's the guy with the green energy lies. He's the guy taking the bribes from the Mexican drug cartel and from China. It's all Obama. Okay? Obama is the one who spied on Trump and should have been sent to prison for it. Obama is the one who covered up for Hillary. Obama's the one who got Trump impeached twice. Obama's the one who's trying to destroy Trump's life now and get him put in prison for hundreds of years or disqualified from the ballot. It's all Obama. So when they say this guy met with at the White House or with the White House counsel, it's all people that are taking the orders of Obama and Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett and George Soros and the Mexican drug cartel and the Chinese Communist Party. Our country is so screwed up. So screwed up. The prosecutor is Nathan Wade, a private attorney in the midst of a divorce who has little to no experience trying felony cases, much less complex RICO actions. Wow. According to the filing, which seeks to have the charges against Roman dropped, and both Willis and Wade disqualified from further prosecution in the case. It's really just a mess. Our country is just run by such dirty, filthy, corrupt criminals. It's unbelievable. And you know what they are? They're traitors, and they're terrorists, and they're communists. That's who runs our country. Here's another one. Update. Fannie Willis's buffoon lover boy, met with the White House to plot Trump Georgia indictments, then build the state for the hours, exposing the Biden regime to the plot to indict the president. Attorney Mike Davis, the founder of Article 3 Project, was on TV today to discuss the explosive revelations that Atlanta DA Fannie Willis's lover and personal attorney was meeting with the Biden White House to plot this strategy. Again, I would say it's the Obama White House to plot this strategy to bring down Trump with their bogus Georgia RICO case. What American can hear this and not realize that we're under communist attack? It is a communist takeover. It is all rigged, and they're trying to destroy the one man who can stop them, President Trump. Keep in mind how dysfunctional this country is under Biden. The Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, has cancer and didn't tell anybody he was going to the hospital to have a cancer surgery. And if we had been under attack, or if Taiwan was under attack by China, or Israel was about to be overrun, and we needed quick decisions, the Defense Secretary was AWOL. Didn't exist. No one knew where to reach him. No one knew he was having cancer surgery. How could that be happening in the United States of America? Well, because the president is a moron with Alzheimer's, with dementia. He has no brains anymore. So it makes sense that would be his defense secretary. That's America. By the way, journalists caught on tape today joking about Trump getting assassinated. That's what's coming next. Anyone could see it. Anyone could see it. They want to disqualify him. They want to put him in jail for life. If those don't work, they want to kill him. Have a great night. Bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.